But see where we're at. So we're going to quickly go over what we did yesterday, but continue moving on. What it says up here is, Ich Rashi mitareitz d'shtei shlavim el Tosfos. How is Rashi going to answer up two stages of Tosfos? Right? The Tosfos had said number one, Mr. Axelrod, Tosfos had said number one, what is the reason why Lulav Yavish is possible? You'll see I'm not looking inside of the Gemara because it's coming, it's going to be part of you. Right? Lulav Yavish is possible, says Tosfos. And what was the reason why Lulav Yavish is possible? Because of the Hekish, the Gemara in Daf Lamed Aleph, the Hekish says that just like Esrog Yavish is possible, so too Lulav Yavish is possible. What was the second stage of Tosfos, Mr. G? Right, he says, for local Moshe Pirush HaKuntrus, it can't be like what Rashi said, that Zekele Yivan Veyu, because Zekele Yivan Veyu is only a Dibbuchat Chila, and not Bidiyevet, and then he ends up saying Kibin Buchat, as we learned, and we went inside yesterday at Daf Yadav to say that Lulav Tzarek Eben, we see from Zekele Yivan Veyu, according to Rabbanam, that's only Bidiyevet. And what we said, we started yesterday at 11 o'clock, when we started analyzing it together, we wanted to know, what does Rashi do with those two questions? Right? Does he ignore that Hekesh? Does he disagree fundamentally about Zekeri Vaveu? So what we did yesterday, is we did stage A yesterday, and we started doing stage B1 yesterday. That's what we did yesterday, and I said we're going to start doing B2 and C1 today. Okay? To explain what I just said about all these stages. One way we did yesterday was, stage A was the meteor that says, you're right, he knew about the Hekesh, but, and this was the end of the meteor, okay, and what did he say? The meteor said, he knows about the Hekesh, but the Hekesh is what?
Not good.
Not a good Hekesh. It's, why? Because the Maskana says it's not good. Okay, that's what we did yesterday. That was stage one. Stage one is, as the A answer, he knows about the Hekesh, but it was Doche. And we had said, why? Because Rabbi Yehuda, and Laman Alpha and Bays, had asked the question, how can you say Esrog Yavish is possible? They asked that to Rabbi Yehuda. And he answered, because the word Hadar is not teaching me about the dinim of Yavish, but rather it's teaching me a din that I need a fruit that is annual Hadar Bilan. And the Meiri made the assumption, if Rabbi Yehuda is not learning that Hekesh, so to the Rabbanim isn't. That's what we did yesterday for stage A. Stage B yesterday, we said, is that no. And this is what I tried to add nuance this morning, but it'll hopefully be even clearer, with the tree over here, okay? Which is, what we started doing yesterday is, of course Rashi knows that what? Of course Rashi knows that there's a hatch. But what? This is what you had started seeing at the beginning of the meeting yesterday, which by accident you learned, and I'm happy you learned it now. That what? That if I would read the Hekesh, what would I think? It's true. Do I need the Lulav to have Hidur? The answer is, yes, I do. There is a Hekesh. Just like Esrog Hayavish is not ideal. And what do I need? I need Esrog to be Mehudar. I would say, so too, Lulav needs to be Mehudar. But what would I have thought? I would have thought that what? That it's not strong enough to do what? To say that the, if I have a Lulav Yavish, it's actually possible. Why would I think that? Wait. So you all read, I'm going to say it one more time, because you all read the beginning of Meiri, and the Ritva says it, that what? And we read it in the first shir within the Pesukim, that the Pasuk says, Ulekachtem Lachem Bayom HaRishon creates Hadar. And does it say Hadar by anything else? No. It only says it by Etrog. So I would have thought that what? That the only time it says that it's actually Ma'akev, and even in the namesake, and this is what you saw in the Meiri, that what? In the namesake, it's what? It's part and parcel, it's beautiful. And therefore, I would have thought that the Hekesh is only limited to say that there is a Hekesh, but the Psul is only what? The Psul of Hadar is only Esrog. In the parentheses, if it confuses you, don't listen to me, but I'm putting this in the parentheses, there are Shittot that say that. There's a Vilna Gaon that says that. That says, because it says pre-Eitz Hadar, the Torah is emphasizing that the only thing that's possible is, if it's not Hadar Yavish, it's only end of the parenthesis. Okay, but says this B1 right now, which the Meiri, the Ritva definitely hint at for short, to answer up Rashi. We could have said for sure Rashi knows there's a Hekesh. That I need lechatchila a lulav that's not yavush. For sure. But within Hekesh, would I know that what? That a lulav yavush is possible? No. And the svara is, because maybe it's limited, the psul is limited to etrog. We now just describe why I would think that, because the pasuk says priyetz adar. The name etrog teaches me that about that's what is necessary. So how do I know, says Rashi? That it's mamish, and that really the hekesh is all the way. And not only that the hekesh don't think that, but what? That it is what? That really do not think that the hekesh is that way. But what do I know? Zekeli Vandeir. Comes Zekeli Vandeir. And he says what? Zekeli Vandeir is what? It tells me that it's possible. Now we explained it two ways yesterday. How do I know that Zekeli Vandeir is possible? So we explained it two ways. Okay? Correct. One more time. Yesh Hekesh. There is a Hekesh. But it's not enough. It is not enough to passel me. It's not enough to passel the lulav. So comes Rashi and says, the be'inon zekeli vanveyu. The zekeli vanveyu is telling me that the lulav yavish is possible. Now we explain that. Because we asked the question on the second stage, Mr. Gottesman. Oh, I thought zekeli vanveyu was only what? Lechatchila. So we explained it in two ways yesterday. First way is that Rashi holds
it's essential to the mitzvah.
That was the second way. The first way here is zekeli vanveyu is a din doraisa. Versus Tosos hold that zekeli vanveyu is a din the Rabbanan. And I put the box here to say that this is the makna patish. Le'lulav ayavish. What's the reason why it's possible? Rashi says the zebeinon zekeli vanveyu. We explained it then. What does he mean by that? Of course he knows there's a concept, there's a hekesh. The Gemara says it straight out there's a hekesh. But the hekesh only tells me that lechatchila, I need a what? I need a lulav yavish. How do I know it's possible if it's yavish? Answers Rashi, zekeli vanveyu. Two ways to explain it like we explained it yesterday. Either zekeli vanveyu is a din d'oraisa and that's possible, as opposed to Tosfos who holds it's the Rabbanan. Or, one second. No, what you need to have, what it is, and that's why I was trying to be very careful. What you have a hekesh is to tell me that what? To tell me that lechachila you have. Let me finish my thought. I hear what you're saying. I haven't fully processed it yet. The second way to explain it is that Zed came and leaves the Makhav Patish and it was a fundamental machlokes, what the Grizz had said. Whether, and Rashi says that the part and parcel of the chetza of the mitzvah is Zed Keli Vanveir. You were saying what? You don't need the hekesh.
But it's still right, though. You know the tell.
If.
But he can't ignore the hekesh. Can't ignore the hekesh. There's a hekesh there.
So maybe that's part of the analogy. But
he said it's not a hekesh.
What?
Maybe said it's not a hekesh.
Maybe that would go along. That would be the
other half.
No. So that's what I was struggling with. Whether this part is even you could put this part as part of that part.
Yeah.
But I think right now let's think it this way, and we'll discuss whether there's like there's definitely maybe another option here. There's another option.
Also.
Just want to make it clear before everyone is confused. Let's just stick with this way for now. To say that yesh hekesh, there's that. What does the hekesh teach me? That lechatchila over here. And why would I think not that way? Because in this case we said because maybe it's only by esrog. That's one svar. Could be other svars that we're going to see also. Okay. Comes. This is what we described yesterday. The fundamental machlokas Rashi Tosfos is. And that's the box up here. What is the potency of Zekeli Vanveyu? Is it that it's the Raisa versus the Rabbana? Or is it Zekeli Vanveyu is an independent mitzvah versus that it's what? It's an actual part of the natural part of the mitzvah that makes it possible. As opposed to if it's separate, then it's not. And therefore, that's, for example, why Tosfos brings down Tosfos brings down Kinemuchach from Lulav Tzarech Eged, which was clearly that it was not part and parcel of the mitzvah, but it's separate. This is what we did yesterday. Yes, Mr. Ross.
Okay, so using the Hekesh, let's have to we learn that only that it needs to be with Lulav.
Right. We learned it, if I only had the Hekesh, I would say, okay, the Lulav needs to be not Yavish. But I would have no puzzle.
But we didn't know that it was puzzle, and to know that it's puzzle, we use that given.
Correct. That's what Rashi says. And then we explain that in two different ways yesterday. Okay? The Makiv Apatish, why? What is the Machlokas? The Machlokas is, both Rashi and Tosas both agree that there is a Hekesh, but they disagree on what is the Makiv Apatish. What is the Makiv Apatish? What makes it possible? According to Tosas, what made it possible is, what? Is this, is a Hekesh? According to Rashi, it's the Zekei Levi. Yeah, Mr. Kelly.
Wouldn't the Hekesh be
Doraita? And
therefore,
at least the Ritva,
it would be, if it's
the right, then there's no Hilfilah for the Ritva, it's just, it's possible. That's according to the Ritva. Let's put Ritva aside. I didn't put it on the chart, because I thought it was going to confuse people now.
The
Ritva's
over there, you're right.
I didn't put it on the Ritva yet. This is what explained the Shoal Meshiv, said the Machlokas Rashi, Tosos, whether it's the Raisa or the Rabbanan. What I talked to you about the Ritva was just showing to you that there are shito there about the differences, the Raisa, the Rabbanan. It's important, but not for today. We'll get back to it, I promise. During Chazar on Thursday, we'll get back to the Ritva there. Yeah, Summer.
According to the grid, why just was it a part of the Mitzvah? Why does that make it not?
Makes it ma'akiv.
I don't see why.
Because that's the fundamental difference. If it's something that's external, so it's not as crucial. It's not as crucial. If it's something that is part of the ABCs of the actual object, it's the DNA of the actual
object. I
don't
think it's an independent mitzvah. It's a whole mitzvah in and of itself.
Again, if you view Zekeli Vanveyu as an independent part, so then it's not at all infringing or making the actual chefs of the mitzvah problematic. So it's a nice idea, l'chadchila, to do it. And that's what Tosis would say. As opposed to... That what?
It may be a separate commandment in the Torah.
Correct. That's exactly what Tosfos says. Tosfos says Zekeli Vanveyu is independent, and that's why it's not ma'akiv. That's his whole question. How could it be Rashi the local Moshe Pirish Bekuntrus that Zekeli Vanveyu? Because Zekeli Vanveyu is only a lechachila. Tosfos is looking at it with his lens. Rashi has a different lens. What's that lens? According to the grids, it was that it comes to the essence of Zekeli Vanveyu. Is it independent or is it part and parcel? Today, I ask you to see a couple of another pieces, which is the Kabbalah's Tamar. Kabbalah's Tamar, if you open up the Kabbalah's Tamar, okay, we're going to do the second Kabbalah's Tamar first. That seems a little, you know, what the heck. Second Kabbalah's Tamar. Kabbalah's Tamar asks a question that for me is not as strong as what I really want to get is to be answered. Second Kabbalah's Tamar says what? Mashikas Batosos. Okay? Now, what we've seen is that there's a Machlokas Rashikosos. We're trying to figure out what it is. Right? According to this B1, it is clear what the Machlokas Rashikosos is, depending on our distinctions. But in this distinction, what makes it possible is Zekeli Vanveyu, according to Rashi, as Tosos assumed. And Tosos says it's the Hekesh. Now, all of a sudden, comes this Kabbalah's Tamar, and the second one is saying, you misunderstood Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. Stage one, Rashi for sure knew that there was a Hekesh. But again, maybe again it wasn't as strong enough. But now what's going on? Says the Kabbalah's Tamar, who hasn't read yet, who wants to read over here, who hasn't read and wants to read, who hasn't read and wants to read, wow, everyone's just like, really wants to read here.
Yeah, everyone's
so excited to read. Mark, read. Yeah. It's the second couple of smart. Yeah. Keep reading that. He's just reading. Go ahead.
The Lamar Sio Be Haki, Koran. I wish the Amud Kim Mota, Tasha Jada Barbu, Rash Amulo, Abdel, Abdel Bashir. So look, Shamu Lot Abdel Bashir.
Good. Hold on. So the question, does anybody really understand this question on Tosfos? His question, I didn't fully understand it, to be honest. I really wanted him more for the answer. His question seems to say, why is he saying it's like a proof? Why is he saying it's like a proof? It's beforeish. So I'm not sure, so sure why he's asking the question. He's trying to bring a proof that it's only lechachil. The main thing for me is his answer. What's his answer? Go ahead. The Yesh Lomar.
Say that Tosfos usually that Choleshet Reitim, the Efshar Lomar, the Mashka to Bafeiru has not a Tanav.
It's called.
Yesh Dvarim she Shem Lechatila to go Tegel, Yesh Dvarim she you Bikuva to go Lula, Lula Bayamish. Bechid Masro, the Chachamim.
Stop right there. What does he say right now?
That the Chachamim decide.
Before that, what does he say?
That Tosfos feels that
Ezekiel and Beu is what? There are some things that are
Lechatchila and some things that are legal.
Are what? Ma'akev. This is a new piece. What do we got, Mr. Gottesman? What do we got? Ezekiel and Beu. There are some things that are Lechatchila.
There's
some that are
Ma'akev.
How do we know? Explains the Kapos Tamarim, a very important yesod in halach. How do you know which ones? How do we know? So one way is, and this is what the Kapos Tamarim says, is Hakatuv Masru Chachamim. This is an important yesod. You have to underline this. Remember it. I'm going to tell you two other instances right now where you're going to find this yesod in halach. It's brought down in halach. He's not just making this up. There are times in a halachic framework that it, within the actual text, it's not 100% clear, like our case, it's that case of Abihu. We know it's Yitna'el and Fonach and Mitzvot. We see there's Rishonim here trying to figure out where do you apply it, where don't you apply it. And now comes what Rashi's going to say, what he's going to answer for Rashi's to say, Yesh V'yesh, there are times Zekir of Abihu is only a Din L'Chachila. And there are times that Zekiah and Beyu is what? Is Ma'akim. When do I know? Explains the Kapos Tamarim. Davar Masru L'Chachamim. There are times that the Torah itself transmitted and gave the authority to the Chachamim to do this. This is one of the times. What are the other two? I'll give you two quick examples, even though there are other examples. One other example is Meleches Chalamoi. If you look, I was going to give you the Rishonim inside, it was going to be too long. Then we wouldn't move at all. But I'm happy to give you to show you the actual Rishonim inside. Come to me. I have it on my computer ready to give it to you. Number one is the Rosh. In the beginning of the Seches Moi Katan, talks about Meleches Cholamoi. It's a machlokes. Some Rishonim say the Malacha. We know it's hard. We come from America or from Toronto or from wherever we come from. New York, right? Boston. Right? You come from all over the place. Yeah, you don't count. Right? And Cholamoid is like, you know, Great Adventure, Hershey Park, you know, like, what's Cholamoid? The answer is, it's called Mikra Kodesh. There's actually a certain level of Kedusha, and there's a whole different halachot of when you're actually, what are you allowed to do? Working. So the machlokes, whether it's an Isser Doraisa, to work on Cholamoid or Derabbanan. However, there's an opinion, how do I know which is Doraisa or Derabbanan? There's a concept called the Davar Masru L'Chachamim. There are rules. There's the rules of Sarchei Moed. There's the rules of Davar HaAvod. If it's going to, you can lose a tremendous amount of money. There are rules. But one of the Rishonim say, how do you know which Malacha is which? Davar Masru L'Chachamim. Another category is, there are how many Inuyim on Yom HaKippurim? Five Inuyim. Are they all on the same level? Not so clear. If you read the first Mishnah in the eighth paragraph of Maseches Yoma, all of a sudden, we know that it's Yom Kippur, it's Asr and Achila and Shtiya. What else? There is Rechitza, there's also Milas Asam, and there's also Tashi Shemitah. Those are the five Inuyim. The question is, are they all on the same level or not? That's the first Mishnah. Because then, it starts in the first Mishnah, giving certain exceptions. That say, for a Melech, that he looks well, he might be able to do certain things. There's certain exceptions right away. And the Rishonim grapple. How can there be exceptions if it's Chamesh Inuyim and they're all Min HaTorah? So someone will say, maybe there are different gradations in Inuyim. Maybe Isra Achim Lashtia are the super Inuyim and the other ones are Min Derabbanan. The other way to say it is that what? They're all Min HaTorah. But what? HaKatuv Masru L'Chachamim for a certain reason, because maybe certain ones aren't as explicit to tell you you could be mako in certain circumstances. So another, here we see a very important halachic construct. The construct is the Torah. It is not explicit. We see this in other places also. The Torah doesn't always. The Torah is very detailed, but there are times the Torah is not as detailed. And but it builds into a mechanism. In this case, it's called Katuv Masru L'Chachamim. Another similar case, not exactly, could be Kedoshim T.U. or about Sisa Yashav Artov that says God is telling you to be what? A holy Jew. Do Lifnim Meshurat Adin, go above and beyond the letter of the law. And he won't tell you every single little detail. So to over here, but not the exact piece, HaKatuv Masru L'Chachamim says the Kapus Tmarim, Yesh Shema'akev, Yesh She'enu Ma'akev. Okay? Questions?
So, according to the footprint, in both...
Actually, 1 second before the questions, I'll come right back in a second. What is it, I said this to Albert Stone before, what's great about this answer, and what's weak about this answer? What is different about this answer than what we've seen till now? What is different about this answer till now? Till now we assumed that there was a fundamental machlokas in certain things. Meaning, does Rashi... Sorry, I skipped ahead. My bad. Forget about what I just said. Go ahead, Mr. Marks. What I was about to say is the end of it.
Both Rashi and Tosfot agree that there are times when Tzeklinomer is ma'akim and times when it is not ma'akim. And they're just disagreeing about whether this is a time where it is.
Correct. And that's what we're going to see also.
But he also said that Tosfot is so confident there in their opinion.
Right, that's why Tosfos himself left it ambiguous over there. Okay? Correct. And he's saying the Katav and Masul Chachamim, when that's sure or not. 100% what you just said. Okay? Questions? Yeah, Selter.
In the second answer, that was very in B2.
Yeah.
Are we not addressing whether Rashi knows the Hekesh or not?
No, we... You know, I said that at this point he has a Hekesh, you can say the same idea. You know, he doesn't address that as much. He assumed before. In theory, you could say that he ignores it and goes, there's no... You can make these extra permutations, I don't think it's necessary. At this point, I want to go to the next Kapos Tmarim, but just realize what Rav Soloveitchik's going to do is going to be on what we just did right now. Rav Soloveitchik's going to say the same type of idea, but a whole different distinction. Okay? He's going to say that Rashi holds Yesh V'Yesh also, exactly like the Kapos Tmarim did, but he's going to give a whole different reason. We're going to come back to that in a minute. Okay? Before we get to that, I think it makes sense to go see a whole different reason. I'm going to come back to Rav Soloveitchik. The Kapos Tmarim gives another answer. Is it quick? Maybe you want to write it down, so then we'll move ahead and you'll tell it to me. Okay? Okay, the next answer of the Kapos Tmarim, which is really the first answer of the Kapos Tmarim. What's that answer? Mr. Max Rabat, please read for me the first Kapos Tmarim. Go. Actually, hold on. You've read already, right? I keep sending too much already. Mr. Levy, read. Go ahead. Right, you've read enough. Go ahead. Yeah, the beginning. Yeah.
Tosafot writes that Amehu is in the Chatila and he can't make something possible. How is language in his group is the same.
No, that way
the
this one, first paragraph. This one, man. Yeah, that one. Go ahead. Everyone
win
the first part of it. Go ahead.
Good.
It's important to see it inside.
Right.
Culture, you with us? Good. Do it.
And Tosafot says it's not like Rashi explains. The El Rimasti above is
right. Right. Good. Tiruts.
Tiruts le
kushuzu.
A solution to this difficulty.
Yeah.
Rashi lo ne'elam imenu, that Rashi is certainly. Knows
that there's a Hekesh, right?
Knows about the Hekesh.
Good.
Mashik tap bad gemara de ant kash de lav le etrog. The hekesh shat the gemara equates the lav in etrog.
Yeah.
Ad de svira le Rashi thinks the Rashi did de machach.
Demikoach.
Demikoach de tivan vehu. That the strength of the anvehu avdina machach hakisha.
Afal
gav de lo mocha
kulei hai. Even though it's not so clear. Why?
De krakiti priya tadaka potamari. The pasuk says priya tadaka potamari. The kiran diftim below vav. Since there's no vav between adar and kapotamari.
Good.
Hava amina de af baske.
That the
pasuk makes stops.
Good.
The lava hadar bekachot mari. There's no hadar. We might think that indicates that there's no hadar bekachot mari.
Good.
Umachach
de mikoach.
Umikoach de zeliyan behu from the power of zeliyan behu.
Right.
Derashi hekisha lehadar.
Or derashina. It's a Russian table. So it's Darshina.
Darshina and Hakisha Lehadar.
Come on. So what do we see from this? What's different about this from the other answers we've seen? According to Rashi?
He acknowledges the
Hekish. Does he acknowledge the Hekish or more than just acknowledging the Hekish? What is it?
He agrees with the Hekish,
but more than just agrees with the Hekish. He says that the Hekish is what?
Is
the Makom Bakish. But what? I mean, that's why I boxed it over here. We thought that what? What did Rashi do with the Hekish? Right? This part is totally extreme from A. Totally the opposite part. Right? A says there is no Hekish. This Shabbat Kabbalah says, not only does he not ignore the Hekish is what makes the Lulav Yavish possible. Right? He says the words, Zeh Keli Ve'anvi. Why is he saying Zeh Keli Ve'anvi? I didn't put a box here like I put a box over there to tell me that that's what making it Pesul. Why? He does mean Zeh Keli Ve'anvi, but it's for a very technical reason. What's the technical reason? Because I would have thought that what, Mr. Levin? Because I would have thought when I read the Pasuk,
that
the Hada doesn't apply. Not because of our fancy svaras of the name, right? It could also be true philosophically, right? And semantically. But just reading the actual pasuk, what does the pasuk say?
Suppose the hekesh is good, then it's still worthwhile.
That's the only the maskana. He says there is a hekesh, but I would have thought that what? Again, to say that it's possible. He says that what? I would have thought that the hekesh, that when the pasuk says, l'kachtem lachem, if I didn't have zekeh in the it doesn't have an extra vav. It says, l'kachtem lachem ayam rishon, priyetzadar. Does it say Vikapos Tamari? No! That one important letter in the Holy Torah. So I would have thought that you don't need what? That there would not be a Hekesh. That maybe Rashi doesn't hold on the Hekesh. Maybe the Hekesh is not good. Comes Rashi to say that what? It comes Zekiri Bambi to teach me that?
It is
good. And therefore, not only is it good, it's necessary that passes it. And therefore, what? Look at the difference, how different this is. Number one, we had said, where is the Hekesh? He agrees with the Hekesh. Number two, does, and this is what he's going to, Mr. Levy, continue reading at this point. We're going to answer two other points to this. So there's an obvious question. If it gives off this false impression, there's a false impression here. What's the false impression? It sounds like that Hadar is only by Etrog and not by the lulav. So why does the Torah go on its way and not do a vav? Why do I have to have Zekeli Bami to save the day? So he answers that question. What does he say?
Mashiv si kapot marim the lulav.
Oh.
And the reason that there's a...
That the Torah doesn't put in the word vav.
Lirmo is mashiv tab lakaman. It's to hint at something that's later on.
That?
Ashmoin de etrog enon ne'gad im ha'lulav.
Good.
To teach that the etrog is not tied to the lulav.
Good.
Mikoach.
Stop right there. So the reason why there's no vav is to teach me what we did at the beginning, the first year, to tell me that what? That we started off the parak with what? With lulav, because what's the unit? There's lulav, hadas, Shana Rava, and that's not tied with Etrog. And the Kapos Tamar may answer, so why did we not start with Etrog? Isn't it the first thing in the Pasuk? Answer, the Kapos Tamar, this answer is that because all we know, we learn these things from a Koach of a Drasha. We learn from the Drasha. And once it's from the Drasha, that's where we start off Lulav, Hadas, and Rava together, as opposed to Etrog. And Milsa, that you learn from a Drasha, the Gemara Yevamos, and Beis Lamedim says, that's where you start off first. And that's why, as much as the Pasuk starts off with Etrog, we do Lulav. But that's in parentheses from the first year. This point is what is to say. Now he's going to finish up the last point, then I'll take your questions. What's the last point? Read it. Last line.
Oh. Isn't strong enough to make the lulav yavesh pasul.
Good. Stop. What's that? That's the biggest piece. What was the last piece? Not like we thought, Mr. Summer. Says the Kapos Tamar. Rashi agrees with Tosfos and Haggish. Rashi also agrees with Tosfos. Tosfos, you attacked me! Because you think that Rashi says that it's a fundamental machlokes like we had said yesterday of Zeken. No! Hi, Rashi also says Zeken Ibarbeyu is only a din l'chadchil. But here was a very specific piece which people could have had a misunderstanding. Was it misunderstanding? Could have read the pasuk wrong, Mr. Cohen. If you read the pasuk wrong, you could have thought that Hadar is only by Etrog and not by Lulav. Come, Zekin, if I'm able to tell you, no. That's awesome. But the bottom line is, what is the Makkah Pasuk? What makes Lulav Yavish puzzle? The answer, even according to Rashi, is? That's it. Okay? That is this last piece. It's important I made this last, because it's going to lead in to the next, to a, what's called? To the next part of tomorrow, which is going to be Rabbi Kiva Eger and Tosfos. I'm not ready for tomorrow yet. I just want you to know there's more to come on this chart. It's going to be, I don't know if it's going to be C2 or D that I'll talk with Bibi also. Okay, quick questions because I want to get to Rav Soloveitchik. How important are these questions? Pretty important. Go ahead, Sam.
Not understanding why is Haggish good enough to teach possible. So why, I don't get this line.
This is that Kevin Lanier. Because Hekesh wasn't good enough to teach. On the bottom line, it was. But it's only good enough to teach it because Zeken Ve'elu sheds light in how to read it. Because without it, I would not have thought that it would teach me that it's coming to teach me that Lulav is Pasuk. Lulav Yavish is Pasuk. Why? Because I could have read the Pasuk that it doesn't have a Vav, but it doesn't have a Vav. The only thing that's Pasuk is what?
So is the Hekesh isn't good enough. Therefore you need to...
That's what I would have thought. Zekeni ben Veilu tells me, do not make a mistake by reading the Pasuk. If I read just the pure Pasuk, what I would say the Hadar is only on the Esrog, and that's why the Torah goes out of its way, it doesn't say the word Vav, to say that the Hadar should modify also the Lulav. Comes Rashi to say, do not make that mistake, that Zekeni ben Veilu sheds light, that really what? Learn the Hekesh like the Gemara says, and then what? That just like Yavish is possible by an Esrog, so too is possible by the Lulav. Got it? If not, keep thinking about it and I'll help you. Yeah?
So the nuance between this and the Brisura is the Brisura says, of course, we're missing that Zekeh and Beu and the Hekesh work together.
So the biggest nuance we had said is that what makes it possible?
Zekeh
and Beu. This is the Hekesh. That's a big nuance. Okay? That was up for interpretation a little bit, but I think what I'm saying is correct.
So what does that difference do for us? What's the difference?
Well, the big difference, first of all, comes back to how do you understand Zekeh Vaveo? All these things are up for Machlokas. The Grizz said, what the Sholmation said, those are all for Machlokas. Right? Here, the beauty of this is that Rashi would agree that Zekeh Vaveo is only the Chachila. Just told us read it incorrect, read him and understood him understand saying something different. Okay?
What's the reason that Tosfos feels it doesn't need Zekeh Ve'elu?
Because Tosfos looks at the Gemara and says, look, there's a Hekesh. The Hekesh says that that's the reason why I need Lulav, The Hekesh tells me that's why he... The Gemara doesn't say, Mefurish, Lichtiv Zekeli Rabbeu. The Gemara doesn't say that. And Tosa is saying, not only does the Gemara not say it, the Gemara says it's a Hekesh A. And B, Zekeli Rabbeu is not a puzzle dik din. It's a Lichachil dik. And what Rashi would answer to that, according to this, is, you misinterpreted what I was saying. I agree with you. It's the Hekesh. I agree with you. Zekeli is only Lichachil. They're just a nuance of when a person reads Torah Shemichtav, they can be misled. Good? Okay, I have 10 more minutes to go back one step, and then we'll move ahead from this step tomorrow. The last step is what Rav Soloveitchik says. Rav Soloveitchik comes and says what? That it's true. It's true. We're going to focus on the Zekeli Vanveyu. And there are certain types of Zekeli Vanveyus that are ma'akev, and there's certain zekeli vameyus that are not ma'akev. But as opposed to what the Kabbalist Gemara says, which is kasev masumah chacham, he gives a different interpretation. What's a different interpretation? Look at some. So what he says is a big chidush, an amazing chidush, but also very, very simple. Okay, and the truth is, it's based. Many of you may not have seen it, and I want you to see it first thing tomorrow morning. I want you to see the Gemara in Gittin. You have to see the Gemara in Gittin. Chassam Sofer, Rebbe Kiva Eger. Many of you may not have gotten to it. That should be your first thing that you see tomorrow morning. Okay? But he bases it on that Gemara also. Okay? What is his distinction? I'll skip to the end. Skipping to the end is what I wrote over here. Skip it to the end is, when is it ma'akev? Listen to the words. Zeh keli v'anvei. When is it ma'akev? It's ma'akev when what? When the kedusha of the chetz of the mitzvah has shev shemayim. When the kedusha of the ethos of the mitzvah, of the chetz of the mitzvah, is shev shemayim. Zeh keli, what's keli? The kedusha is God's name. When do we have that? There's a good chance you might have that in the Sefer Torah, right? It might be that the Kedusha there is of especially the names of Hashem, but maybe all of Kedusha Sefer Torah is Shem Shamayim. The big Chidush, what we're going to see, and it's not only Shitas Rashi, there's a lot of Rishonim that might say it, is that what? Is that the Lulav is also part of the Kedusha, of the Lulav, of the Chetz, of the Mitzvah, of the Lulav, is not only just a nice Lulav, a nice Eitz Tamar, but what do you do with the Lulav? You shake it. Not only you shake it, what do? You say Hallel with it. So many of us have thought Hallel is a separate Mitzvah. Nothing to do with the essence of Lulav. Comes from Soloveitchik. He's basing it on Rashi later on, if you saw it. That Hoil mask your shame Shamayim Alav. Rav later on says that you need Hadar. Why do you need Hadar? By Lulav, the language of Rashi later on in Daf Amud Vav and Beis is because you are maskir shame Shamayim Alav. I skipped to the end. Now we're going to go back to the beginning. But that's his Yisod. The Yisod is if the Chesed of the Mitzvah has shame Shamayim, that's the Zeh Keli Vameh, the one that's Me'akiv. As opposed to the Tosfos, one that Lulav Tzarech Eged. That's a nice noy. That's a nice Hisnaya Lulafon of the Mitzvos, but that's external. That's not something that has Kedushas, Shem Hashem. And that's only a Lichachima, that's not Me'akiv. I go a step back now. I skip to the end just for the fun so you wouldn't miss the main show. Now back to the appetizer of what Rav Soloveitchik said. Rav Soloveitchik made a distinction between different types of psul. Rav Soloveitchik wanted to say that the psul of chaser, we're going to see this in Tosfos, we'll see either tomorrow or the next day. The psul of chaser, what's chaser mean, Mr. Kupchik?
Like a little bit.
A little bit's missing. Somebody took a piece, right? Took a little bite. Out of Chanin, took a little bite. Out of the Esrog, that's called chaser. It's lacking ule kachtem lekichatama. Says the Gemara that chaser is pasul only on Yom Rishon, but not on the rest of the days. But what the Gemara says, when it comes to Yavesh, our Gemara says Pashut, that it's what? It's all days. Bishlama, Yavesh, it's Hadar and Lo Kapasik Vitani, all days. As the Tosis, which we'll see what's the difference, explains Rav Salvation. The difference is a local micro mikomi, local din of chaser, which is of the arba minim. Once it's the arba minim, it's only very, it's a small fish. Within that small fish comes the chachamim to say, and you have to shame it onwards, it's not as a big deal. As opposed to a psul, like hadar of yavish, is something b'chala Torah kula. Rav Salvation calls it a balmum. It's something that's part and parcel of the, it's a blemish. It's a blemish, it's sort of a blemish lulav. That's balmum is something in Kol HaTorah Kula. It's not limited to the Arba Minim. Explains Rav Salvechik, that applies all Kol HaTorah Kula. The Chachamim didn't limit it to the first day. It was all days. If that's true, that the lacking of Hadar is different. It's a difference, even though we learn these psulim from the same pasuk. One is from Ulu Kachtem, one is from the word Hadar. This is the Tosfos that we're going to see, and you'll see it clearly. But if that's a true statement, Rav Salvechik explains, when is it a balmum? When is it halachically considered a balmum? That you would be able to say, you know what, it's mufka. Look inside now on page Kuf Yud Aleph, please. Rashi, he explains, Ayin Barashi Lekaman. Okay, Kuf Yud Aleph. There, everyone with me for the last 2 minutes? Everyone's awake? Ayin Barashi Lekaman. That Rav, who says he needs Hadar, and Yavish is not Hadar, it's a problem, because Umazkir Shem Shemayim Alav. Nearly, Ki Rashi Magbil Et HaPsul Shel Mumin. When do you say that it's a Mum, when it's lacking this? And it's not annoying, as opposed to, let's say, Lulav Shetzarech Eget, that Tosus brought up on Daf Yud Aleph. That's when it's a mitzvah, Shiyesh Bahen Askara Shem Shemayim. When it's a mitzvah that the Kedusha within it is Askar Shem Shemayim, as opposed to the other mitzvahs, that will not be a, that mum will not be posel. Hapsul shel mum, no way to say for Torah, because there's a chalo Shem Shemayim in the Kedusha, there's a status of Kedusha. Va'od gam and say for Torah, the psul va'anveyu ain't posel b'shar ha'tevot, that we're going to see also. Ki yesh the drosha takatuv zeh keili va'anveyu. Kipshuto, the name of Hashem, and he says, look at the Chassam Sofer, which I asked you to see. If that's true, according to Rashi, there is a Chalot Shem Shemayim in Mitzvah Sulah. And Rashi is not the only Das Yachar I asked you to see. There are Rishonim that we're going to see. Many, 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 many proofs that Rav Salvechik brings down, that says that Lulah has Shem Hashem in it. And once it has Shem Hashem, and if you didn't read it, you continue reading it, that is why it's Ma'akiv. When is it Ma'akiv? It's when you have the Shem Shemayim. It's when you have the Shem Shemayim part of it. Now the question that we're going to start with tomorrow is, number one is you should look up the other proofs of when is Shem Shemayim. The question is going to be, and we're going to see the Gemara Gittin that talks about this concept. But Tosfos knows this Gemara Gittin. Tosfos knows this Gemara Gittin in the Chassam Sofer that Rav Salvechik is quoting. I want you to see it inside. It's on your source sheets. Daf Chaf. Tosfos knows this. So why doesn't Tosfos say this? Why doesn't Tosfos say this fancy lumbus? Why did Tosfos not make this distinction that yesh v'yesh? Right? That there are times it's ma'akim. When is it ma'akim? When there's shem shamayim. When part of the kedusha or the chetza literally said came of it. Why Tosfos didn't know this? Okay? That is what we're going to see within. Look at the Gemara Gittin tomorrow. If you didn't understand the Rav Salvechik, come and ask me. Then you have the Chassam Sofer, the Rav Kiva Yehuda. That will be the end of this. Please God, right after that, we will then go to the next part, which will be another way to understand Rashi, together with understanding the Tosfos, Dibur Maaseh, Me'inah, and then we'll move on.